It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews with the bands making Jersey rock. Coming up, we premiere the latest tracks from Tilted and Soraya. The Colonizers make their Jersey rock debut. And Connor Bracken and the Mother Leads band Rock the Saint. First, let's get up the show with the latest track from the Clydes. They have a brand new album coming out this fall. Here's their latest single, Jaleesa, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, I'm overboard, swimming to your shore. And oh, the night it seems to sparkle some.
Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album coming this fall. Check them out at mint400records.com and facebook.com/theclydesmusic. Joining us over the phone are Steve and Will from Tilted. They've got a brand new album, Full Speed Ahead. It's coming out August 27th. You can pre-save it now. They're also doing benefit at the Popcorn Park Zoo in Forked River on September 14th and 15th. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And this new album's coming out August 27th. Tell us about Full Speed Ahead.
Full Speed Ahead, it's our second release, follow-up from our EP called Never Too Late. It has six tracks with two bonus tracks, so a total of eight, and we're really excited for everybody to hear it.
Now, right now, you can pre-order it, correct?
Yeah, you can pre-order order it, the CD, you could pick that up right on our TiltedOnline.com in the Tilted Rock Shop area, where you could find all our merchandise, and that CD could be pre-ordered.
Well, now you have this benefit coming up. It's a two-day benefit over at the Popcorn Park Zoo, September 14th and 15th up in Forked River. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're very proud to be part of this. It's like the eighth one, so Rock to Adopt 2019, like you said, it's at the Popcorn Zoo in Forked River, and we're pretty much, us and several other bands are going to rattle some cages for pet adoption for cats and dogs. So the goal is to, you know, to get cats and dogs into new homes. It's a great event. You can get a wristband for $20. You get 2 full days in the park. You can go check out the animals for 2 days, feed them, come out, watch a host of great bands. There's great activities for everybody, for the whole family.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Tilted is doing?
You can go right on our website, TiltedOnline.com. You could check shows. You can, you know, like I said, you could buy merchandise. You could check what's going on with the new music and everything.
We're going to have you guys on the on-air show this September, and we'll rock more tracks from the upcoming album, Full Speed Ahead. But on the podcast, we're doing the tune, Tomorrow's Another Day. Tell us about this song.
This is our new single. It's actually the second single from the album. If you remember on the, you know, we did a recent podcast where we had our first single called The World Is On Fire. So Tomorrow's Another Day is the second one. And it's pretty much a song about hope. So we always have something for tomorrow. If you're going through a rough patch in life, whatever it is, you can always, you know, pretty much start fresh tomorrow with some new hope. I remember this saying a long time ago, everything in life is temporary. Well, tomorrow's another day. So, you know, keep your hope up and push forward.
It's a great message.
Thank you.
Steve and Will from Tilted, new album, Full Speed Ahead, coming out August 27th, September 14th and 15th. They're rocking the Popcorn Park Zoo in Forked River for a great benefit to help with adoption. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, looking forward to having you on the on-air show this September. Right now, let's rock that track. It's the latest from Tilted, Tomorrow's Another Day, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
This is the first day of the rest of my life. This is the first day I'm feeling alive. This is the first day the sun will rise, even if it's for a little while. This is the first day I'm feeling no pain. This is the first day I'll do it again. This is the first day I won't give in, even if it's for a little while.
Backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Zuzu Mansour from Soraya, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Track from Soraya, that's Evergreen, on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch them at the Bowery Electric in New York City on September 26th. Learn more at Soraya.com. Joining us over the phone is Colin McNally of The Colonizers. They're working on their fourth album right now. It's due out on September 14th. Colin, thanks for calling into the show.
Pleasure to talk with you, man. I love the show. The Rat is where it's at, you know. I work in construction when I'm not playing with the band, so it's where it's at.
We appreciate that, bro. Thank you very much. And you guys, you're working on your fourth album. It's due out September 15th. How's that going?
It's good. Finished. We just finished up the last song yesterday.
You have three albums before that. If somebody wants to grab one of those or even just listen to your music, how can they do so?
Mostly on the internet. So iTunes, Spotify, it's all over the place. Three albums. First one was called Trouble Drawing Lines. Second one was Death by Distraction. Third one was called Oxymorons.
What's the best way for someone to stand up everything that the Colonizers are doing?
Spotify.
Just hit up Spotify, search for The Colonizers. And, you know, we're looking forward to this new album, the fourth one in your discography. What's it called?
It's got a pretty long title. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Let me correct you, first of all, on the spelling of The Colonizers, because it's not traditional spelling.
How do you spell it?
It's spelled C-O-L-I-N-I-Z-E-R-S.
So it's more a play on your first name than it is like people like the British Empire going out there and trying to colonize the world.
Nice pickup, Tom. You're good at that. You're good at that. You picked it up.
I try.
Yeah. Not everybody does that.
Well, no, I saw it and I was like, oh, I know what they're doing there. I see what you did there. That's cool, though. And the track we're doing on the podcast is Gravitational Bull. Tell us about this tune.
Gravitational Bull is it's a commentary on today's political situation. You know, it mentions the Obamas, it mentions Donald Trump, and it mentions the Flynns. It's a pretty hot track, actually. So aside from the political commentary, it's a hot track.
We're going to rock it right now. Colin McNally of The Colonizers. Their fourth album is coming out September 15th. Colin, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Dude, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's The Colonizers with Gravitational Bull on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Step right this way, ladies and gentlemen. Step right this way. I'm a story to tell. Story to tell, a little entertain and transfix. If I could do with a pebble in my shoe, with an oyster does a grain of sand. Build pearls of wisdom I string for you and avoid the verbal sleight of hand. As it is, I'm here to entertain, share with you words so wise. Please take care when you learn so fair, cause some of these words are lies.
Baby's first stand in houses so grand, cultivate words upon the song. Soon to invoke the verbal sleight of hand, reap rewards as hard as bronze. Burns and lace, keeping pace with the Trumps, Obamas and Blairs. Don't care about saving face, I'm ready, let the trouble begin. Single trace of fear.
temperature all around me. Well, I never felt this way before, and I can't seem to get myself out the door. Forever hold your peace. Can't get a read on you. A read on you. Don't you tell me I'm this down. Can't get a read on you. Well, I feel the room start to stretch and I get that tingling around my neck. Well, well, speak up, forever hold your peace. Well, you know I never felt this way before, and I can't seem to get myself out the door. Forever hold my feet. Can't get a read on you.
Read on you.
Read on you.
Read on you.
Don't you tell me I'm this down. Can't get a read on you. Read on.
Website.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock@WRAC.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock. 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.